Carrie, we are lucky today, and so are you. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, in studio, a top 100 attorney in the country. And there's a million attorneys. I mean, literally, over a million attorneys. She's top 100. This is free legal advice. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for being here. We always love it when you're in studio.
Jade, what is your question for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jade.
Hi. I know this may not be in your field, but I have a question. My employer, I've been there about 9 months. There is a restroom on site. However, it doesn't have a door. It's unsanitary. There's not a restroom that anyone can use. So I have to leave and go to a local convenience store when I need to use the restroom. What can I do about that?
Whoa.
Wow. So does anyone use that restroom, or are you?
No, they won't. It's very unsanitary. It's not even a restroom. It's just it's in the middle of the facility. It's just plywood on two sides, no door, and an old toilet in the middle of the floor.
What kind of workplace? What kind of work do you do?
It is a transportation company.
Ah, that's wild. So, you're right. I don't know 100% if they are required to have a restroom on site. I suspect that they may not be, particularly if they allow you time to go someplace else to go to the restroom. But you could find out pretty quickly. We have some really wonderful resources through the Department of Labor. And if you gave them a call, they would let you know if they're, and they may point you to someone like at OSHA or something like that. But, you know, there are some businesses, I'm thinking of some little retail shops that don't have a restroom in them.
Right.
And some of them are grandfathered in from older buildings and things like that. But I suspect as long as they are giving you a break to go someplace to relieve yourself, that's probably going to let them skirt by, particularly, you know, if it's a type of an industry that's somewhat, you know, rough like this. It sounds like it's kind of a, you know, like a,
you know, that transportation. That,
we,
you know,
I mean, we shipped all our toilets out.
It's not a delicate little office building. You know,
right.
It's like a, you know.
Jade, go ahead.
Right. I did check the OSHA site.
Yeah.
And it does say that they are required to have one sanitary restroom available as long as they have under 10 employees. Over 10, they would have to have two.
Okay.
And it has to be sanitary. So it doesn't cause disease.
Jade, you know more about this than I do. Okay.
Did you work at Salem Cigarette Company?
Jesus.
But here's the thing.
He just wants you to clear your throat.
Jade, would they be, have you approached them and asked them?
No, Jason, I just have a raspy voice.
It's clear now.
Yeah, it is.
Would you be, you think they would be open to doing like a porta potty for you or something?
No, they won't. We don't.
You've asked them. Well, so here's what I think that you could probably make a complaint with OSHA or the Department of Labor. And, you know, and there's supposed to be protections against retaliation, but really what I see all the time is retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you kind of have to weigh if you want to fight that fight or not. Is it worth it? Or, you know, are you okay just taking the break and going down to the convenience store or whatever?
You know, the break's not the problem. Oh. But when you take the break, then they get irritated.
Well, that's not fair.
Not
so they're not really giving you the time. Yeah, then it sounds like maybe,
right.
You know, I mean, I would say, you know, your recourse would be to file some kind of formal complaint, particularly if you've asked them for a porta potty. But, you know, be ready that they,
right.
You know, I see retaliation, unfortunately, all the time. There is protection for that, but,
right.
You just have to choose your battle. Is it worth it?
Yeah, is that worth it? Correct.
And now there's going to be business owners all across the area be like, we have our own toilets.
With toilet paper.
Jade has just educated employers all over North Carolina.
Also, there are emergencies.
That's gross.
And there are accidents.
Right.
And depending on if you have maybe more women who are working there, like there's certain needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Well, and how am I supposed to scroll on my phone if there's not a toilet?
Exactly.
This is outrageous.
You know, that makes me think if that's what the OSHA, you know, Jade says that's what the OSHA website says. How many places have you been? I've been in lots of places that don't have a working toilet. That's amazing. There's probably a lot of people in violation in that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jade, appreciate you listening. Good luck. And you know, sorry about Jason's comment about your smoker voice or whatever.
Oh, it's fine. I'm used to Jason. I listen to him every day.
Thank you.
I mean, I was thinking the same thing. But anyway, let's go to Alan. By the way, I have official attorney Lisa Lanier in studio. You can ask her any legal question, any legal dilemma you're in. Right now is your chance. 800-682-1075. Alan, go ahead.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, I have a question about disability.
Okay.
I retired a few years ago, and I draw a small pension, and my plan was to get a job after retirement to supplement that pension. I have got several medical issues, neuropathy, and some other stuff that keeps me from being able to work. And I was wondering, since I am retired and I do draw a small pension, do I still qualify for any type of disability benefits?
So it's going to depend on how many work credits you earned during your working life. So, and it sounds like you had a long career, right, before you retired. So you probably do. We'd have to help you calculate that. But that's one of the things that when you hire a disability attorney, one of the first things they look at is your work credits. If you paid enough into the system, then you potentially have a claim for SSD. And SSD is not income dependent. So your pension wouldn't, you know, stand in the way of that. Your amount of money in your bank account wouldn't stand in the way of that. But if you didn't work enough, didn't pay in enough credits, then you're looking at SSI, and that is income dependent. And you cannot have you can't have a regular income. You can't have, you know, a bunch of money in the bank. And, you know, they look at how many cars you have and how much your house is worth. I mean, they really look at your assets and everything. So it really depends on your work credits. But, I would say you should definitely contact, call me if you want to, or call any, you know, disability attorney and let them take a look at it for you. Because it sounds like, and how old are you?
I'm 55.
Oh, that's perfect.
55, I retired with 30 years of service.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you need to call us. 55 is a great age to, if you can't work any longer, because the standard goes down over 50. So your burden of proof is a little bit, of disability is a little bit easier to meet.
And Alan, her website, hireaheavyweight.com.
Yeah, call me, Al.
Hireaheavyweight.com. She'll get you taken care of. All right, Alan, thank you.